so we'll change topic. We'll make it into my skirt so that, you know, everybody dressed. So I bought this, like, long skirt from this girl who sells, you know, things from India. And she's doing it, like, half for her profit and half for helping out her grandmother's orphanage that they are running. Wow. And so that skirt was, like, 25 to buy. And then it, like, had a slight rip in it, so she made it 15. So I bought it. I was like, it's nice. And it has a lot of fabric, so I figured I can, like, alter it and change it. And so what I wanted to do with it is, like, well, I could make either, like, a pillowcase out of it. Because it's a nice little, like, cushion that I could have. Or I kind of actually wanted it as, like a sundress where it would leave, like this on top.
Oh,
yeah, and then it would kind of, like, fit, like, here. But it's hard to make it that way. So then I was like, well, and then, so I was trying to ask my grandmother for help. And I asked her. And she ended up just getting it shortened, which was not what I wanted to get done. So I took it all apart, and luckily I still have enough fabric left over to make it, but it would have to be now in two pieces. So now I'm like, well, maybe I'll just make a separate skirt that I can wear, and a separate, like, tube top kind of thing. So I'm working on it. I don't know, I haven't decided. I could still make it into a sundress, though. It would just be two pieces, and I would just have to connect it here, which isn't a problem, because I would have had to, like, cut it a little bit to make it fit here anyway. So it would be interesting, but in any case.
I need to go down to Joanne's and talk.
I don't know where that is.
It's in Robinson Town Center.
Buy it a few times on the bus.
You can get anything.
Really? Anything. Okay.
There's a Sam's Club, there's Best Buy, Con USA, Best Mart, two different ski shops. There's a whole mall. There's everything Joanne's.
Emergency energy recall or whatever. It just makes you, like, need to high alert. So it does stimulate your brain to be on more alert. So for the first few days, you'll feel caffeine withdrawal for soul, so you'll get headaches and you'll feel lethargic and
normal.
And then afterwards, you might, you know.
I mean, I will go by without caffeine, without drinking my tea in the morning. I would wake up too late.
You're always late, Robert.
I am always late. As everybody here knows. Or I'll forget my cup on my table. I've done that a lot of times. And you can't drink tea after it's been soaked for a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Too much stuff comes out of those steams. Oh,
okay.
It's just the act of making the tea.
It's like a little ceremony in your mornings.
It's something to do first thing in the morning besides, you know, wake up, brush your teeth, wash your face, and get dressed. Get out of my pajamas and pull for this.
I think they taste the same. I was so happy when I found them. Looking for them, and I was asking around. There's one girl who spoke really good English and was Chinese, like fluent in both Chinese and not. So I was like, perfect, this girl speaks English, I can talk to her. So I was like, do you know where they would sell, you know, the bubbles from, like, the tapioca pearls from bubble tea? And she thought I meant bubble tea, so she told me a story, and I was like, no, I don't need bubble tea, I want, like, the actual just pearls so I can make them out of my own time later. She's like, oh, I don't know. And then we just walked down a little bit more, and we, like, went to the bakery, and then we went to, over spring break.
Oh,
and then, yeah. I was there twice, and we went to the grocery store, and then I found that they were, like, right by the doorway. It was, like, awesome. I walk in, and I'm looking for the stuff, and I just, like, I walk in, I turn and look to my right, and there they are, this, like, little, like, thing, and they're, like, stacked up, and there's a lot of them, and I just see tapioca pearls, and it says ready in 5 minutes, and I was, like, perfect. Well, I don't go to the strip district, remember? I don't have a car.
No.
I stay within the Oakland Squirrel Hill radius. It's easier on my life. So that's what I bought them. And I was like, sweet. And then I tried it that night, and I was like, oh, this is actually good. And we were going back the next day, because my friend Victoria was staying with me for break. And so she's never been to New York City, because she's from Chicago, so she's like, New York, you know, I'm from a city. But I was like, you need to come, like, you know, and she wasn't doing anything for spring break besides going to see her brother the later half. So I was like, why don't you come home with me? I was like, I would love to have you come, you know, stay at my house. You're more than welcome to. And just come see New York with me, because I'm right there. So she's like, okay, let me ask, you know, and, you know, I asked my friends, and we worked it out. And so we both flew home on Saturday night, and we went out to dinner. We went to lobster and little neck clams. It was the most, and she got king crabs. And you know, my parents took us out to dinner. It was so fabulous. This is so good. I was like, oh, I had two lobsters. He was looking at me like, are you, like, you can eat? Well, one and a half. I ordered two, and I ended up getting, like, buying two, but I ate, like, one and a half. And a dozen little neck clams. And half a baked potato. But, it was good. I liked it. I was so busy seeing so
much. Lobsters the correct way.
A whole lobster is steamed, and you break it apart, and you start with the tail. Yep.
Okay.
And you start with the tail. Ours is already pre-cut down the center.
Oh, no, that's a cheap way.
Okay.
So
explain to me how to eat a lobster.
If you
can also
break it
in half.
Well, no, I mean, if you break off the tail first, and then take out the center part of the tail, every tip of the tail.
Okay. The sharp one?
They have around five.
Uh-huh.
There's like two on each side.
Oh, round one. Okay.
You take out that one, it leaves a little hole.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug your, if you move it out straight, pull
right.
It straight, push your fork in,
uh-huh.
And the entire thing is going right up.
Okay. We do it another way where you just try to, you take off the tail, and then we'll, this restaurant served it so that the bottom was cut already, so you can just break it open. But we can, like, we, when we eat it, we can